May be seated. That's good stuff. Don't you look forward to the day when we will stand before the throne of God? Praise the Lord. Somebody grab a hold of Sheila. She's about to take off. What do you think's wrong? Yeah, that's awesome. But let me just suggest to you, the greatest songs have yet to be written. The greatest songs have yet to be written. You know, I don't think we're going to be sitting around twiddling our thumbs for all eternity. I think songwriters are going to be writing. I think the greatest books have yet to be written. I think the greatest paintings have yet to be painted. I think every one of us is going to have a job in heaven. We're going to serve the Lord. And it's not going to be dull and unfulfilling. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be amazing. So we've got something to look forward to. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want to invite you to turn with me to Romans chapter 4. And last time we saw David's words, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." And so we said that means, oh, how happy. That word blessed means, oh, how happy is the man that God has forgiven, covered your sins, washed them away in the blood of the Lamb. We've got something to sing about. And it's not about the Hogs today or the Sooners or anybody else. It's not about any of that stuff, because that stuff comes and goes. But the one thing that remains, it is solid, it is firm, it is sure, is the love of God and the blessing that God gives to the person who trusts Him. But, you know, my heart breaks because we really are surrounded by lostness. You know, if you can imagine the scene on that night that the Titanic sank. You know, imagine the scene there as lifeboats are being deployed, but not everybody is going to get into one of those. And instead of the mighty chug of those engines of the Titanic, making a noise, and suddenly there's silence out there in the North Atlantic, those cold waters. Except now you're hearing the cries of people. People crying out for somebody to come and save them. Somebody to rescue them. What I see today is that people are sinking all around us. They're going down. And in too many times, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is preoccupied. Well, I've got this going. I have this activity. I'm doing this. I've got these things. And it's not that we're filling our lives with sin for the most part. It's just that we've forgotten what it's like to be lost. We've forgotten what it's like that your sins be on you instead of be covered and be forgiven and be washed away. We've forgotten what it's like to be lost. And some of you have been saved for a long time. Not saying you're old or anything. Some of y'all have been saved for a long time. And you do forget. And part of it is good to forget. Part of it you don't want to dwell on. You don't want to think about that old way of life. You don't want to live there. You're changed. You're different. You're a new man in Christ. You're a new woman in Christ. Be that person that God saved you to be. But Never forget what God saved you out of. Because if you ever forget that, then you've lost the ability to look at other people and have compassion and have pity on them. And have concern for them. And far too often in the church, we're shaking our heads at everything that's going on all around us in the world. We're upset with this group and that group and this one and that one. But we're doing precious little to stand for Christ. And you're never taller than when you're on your knees. May I just suggest that to you? And this week, God allowed me to go on Monday evening. We went to a prayer gathering for pastors at Little Rock. And we had about 300, 350 men there. Some ladies, staff members and things. We gathered and prayed. And we worshiped and we heard messages, you know, brief messages. And God did some good things in my heart. And I think He did in others. But how we need it. You know, preachers need revival. I don't know if you knew that. Preachers need revival. Pastors need revivals. We don't just, you know, push a button and we're on fire for Jesus and everything's good. You know, we have issues too. We fail every day. And we need a fresh touch from God. And folks, I believe that's what our churches need as well. It's what you and I all need, to come into the presence of God and to know His presence, to know His power, to know the blessedness of having your sins forgiven. But when you know that, when you understand that, it will break your heart. Now I realize there's parts of this world that you and I aren't really familiar with. There's things that go on that we don't really know about. And don't really want to know about. And I'll be honest, I'm right there with you. I'd just as soon not know about what's going on in the lives of folks dealing drugs and folks addicted to drugs and folks living in all kinds of immorality. I'd just as soon not know about it. I'd rather not have to deal with that, not be exposed to it. But folks, when so-called modern family is defining the family today in America, some of you don't know what I'm talking about, thankfully, but some of you do. And when the devil is at work and he's redefining what it means to be family or what it means to be married or what it means to be anything, a man or a woman. I mean, look at where we are. Look at how far we've come. And if you think we're at the end of the road, we're not there yet. But we're on a steep incline. We're on a steep descent here. And one of these days, we're going to hit bottom. And folks, I'm not up here to get on to you and persecute you or make you feel bad. But I do feel bad for people that I see around us. If we had a steeple, some of them would be in the shadow, practically, of our steeple. We don't have a steeple. But we have Jesus. And I want to just encourage you. Whether it's an Acts 1-8 day, whether it's an outreach that we do here at the church, whether it's going to Memphis, or whether it's going to the fair. We're going to go to the fair. Association is sponsoring a booth at the fair, the Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair. We're going to be out there that whole week leading up to the Acts 1-8 day. And we're going to be sharing the gospel. We're not going out there to, you know, smile and say, hey, we're Southern Baptist and, you know, God bless you and hope you have a good day. You know, we want to go out there and share Christ. And talk to people about Jesus. Find out where they're at. And we'll give you an opportunity to have a part in that, because we're going to have a lot of hours to fill out there. And I'm hoping we have a lot of churches from our association that join together in that. We'll be putting that together this week, starting to get the schedule ironed out and everything. But, you know, whatever it is that God gives you to do, maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's somebody you've known all your life practically, but you're concerned for their soul. You're concerned for where they are spiritually. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's, you know, a neighbor. Maybe, who knows what God may have for you to do for Him, but wherever you are, God's got something for you. Maybe it's the call. Maybe it's getting involved in taking care of little children for Jesus. I don't know what it is God has for you, but whatever it is, I want to encourage you to open up your heart and allow Him to use you. Because look at this with me, Romans chapter 4. All right, now, just look at this. He says, verse 7, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord will not impute sin." And folks, that's what it means to be in Christ. If you're in Christ, you have been forgiven. And you have been cleansed. You've been washed. And one day when you stand before God, God will not judge you for sin. Because if you're a child of God, your sins have already been judged at the cross. You've already been paid for. Now He will call you to account, but it will be for your service to Him. Okay? Every child of God will stand before and give an account for what we do for Christ. I just want to encourage you, don't waste your life. Don't allow your life. You know, have you ever watched a little kid at the shore of the beach? He gets that big handful of sand and he's just determined he's not going to let it go. But the harder you work with that, the more it just kind of slips between your fingers and it just slips away from you. And before long you open it up and there's not much left. And y'all, for some of us, that kind of defines how we live our life. We're clinging to life and we're trying so hard to do our thing and we want to do this and we just got to hold on so tightly. When in reality, we just need to open up our hands to the Lord and say, "God, here I am. I'm yours. Use me. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'll do it. Whatever it is, that doesn't matter." And I'll tell you, when you do that, what you find happens is that God takes your life that you've been holding on to so hard, and He'll take you and He'll use you for His kingdom. I mean, He'll do stuff in you. He'll work in you. And He'll do far more with your life than you could ever do with your life. But you've got to give it to Him. You've got to open up. This really wasn't my sermon this morning, but I feel like it is. So, let me just encourage you. There's a lot of hurt in our world. And we can pretend it isn't there. We can pretend that little children are fine. But the reality is something far different. We can pretend that old couple down the road that has nobody to love on them. We can pretend that that's okay, and it's not. Now, we can ignore that young person who's got the weird hair and maybe some piercings and whatever. We can pretend, oh, you know. Or we can pretend the absolutely normal looking kid out there who's just as messed up and just as in need of Jesus. And we can just go on and on and on without ever allowing it to sink into us and hit us and burden us. But I want to just invite you today to open up your heart to the fact that God wants to use us. We are His hands and His feet. And He didn't put us here to put our feet under the table and just eat and eat and eat. You know, I think one of the things that happens today in the church, and it is in that song I sang earlier, we're so well fed. You say, "Well, I don't know, preacher. There's a lot I don't understand." Yeah, but you know, we have a lot that we have been given. spiritually. And you might not think you know a lot, but I suspect you know more than you think you do. And the problem comes when we know more than we're doing. The problem comes when we know we ought to be serving. We know we ought to be pouring out our heart and our life to Jesus, and we're not. And so I want to challenge you this morning to begin to open up your heart and your life and your hands and give it all to God. Just give it to Him. You say, well, what does that mean? What's that look like? What's He going to do with my life? I can't tell you that. But I can tell you this. It's an adventure when you begin to walk with God and you begin to trust Him day by day by day. It's an adventure. Because you never know what He might do, how He might use you, what He might call you to do. But I do know this. You will be blessed. It will be the greatest blessing you've ever encountered. So, that's my sermon this morning. That's the message this morning. And I'm not even going to go to where I was planning to go, because I just feel like we need to stay right there and just remember, oh, how happy. Well, I don't know if the word happy, if happiness is what characterizes our lives or not. I don't know. I'm afraid in my case, I look sometime at pictures, you know, that we take of my family, and they're all got these one. I've got this, you know, angry eyebrow thing going, you know, and oh man, that's awful. I should smile once in a while. So I feel your pain, but most likely your face won't crack if the joy of Jesus gets there. You actually let it show. Well, so we're going to have an invitation this morning. We're just going to ask God to touch our hearts and give us the freedom to answer His call. And so if you're here today and you've never been saved, you've never trusted Jesus Christ, and I don't mean, are you religious or are you a church member or have you done this or that and the other? But I mean having a personal walk with God, a personal relationship with Jesus. If you don't have that, it don't matter how many churches you're a member of. It don't matter how many times you've been baptized. You can be baptized or you wrinkle up. And, you know, I mean, that is not what saves us. That's part of Paul's message in Romans 4. There is no act of the law we do, there's no act of deeds, good deeds, or anything that we do that saves us. It's only the grace of God. And we come to Him by faith, and He saves us by grace. So, if you've never been saved, you say, well, preacher, I'd be embarrassed to admit it. I understand that. Believe me, I understand it because I lived that for a long time. I didn't get saved because I was embarrassed to admit that I needed Jesus. I don't know if I was just thinking, Gary, that, man, what is somebody going to think about me? Well, it don't matter. It don't matter what any person thinks of you or says about you, but I can tell you the vast majority of folks in this room, they won't think badly of you at all. If you open your heart to Christ and you receive Him, they'll be glad. They'll be happy you did it. And if they don't, then it's only because they need to be down here with you. Well, let's just take that. Just open up your heart to the Lord this morning. And you can pray. I mean, you can start this thing right there where you are. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads. Father, I thank You for this group of folks. Lord, You brought every single person that You wanted here today. I believe that. But Lord, we don't want to just come and put in an appearance. We don't want to just come and show up. God, we want You to come and show up. And Father, we want You to come and speak to our hearts and move within us. And Father, I pray especially right now for that person who is not sure about their salvation. They're struggling. They're struggling with doubts. And so, Father, I pray You would help them. I pray You would give them what they need to just grab a hold of that anchor that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you need to be saved this morning, just pray a very simple prayer, something like this. Say, "Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm not a good person." Tell Him. I mean, humble yourself. Admit it. Say, "Oh God, I need You today. Lord, come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me, Lord Jesus. Save me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I choose to trust You today. I turn from myself, from all my failures, from all my sin, from all my goodness. And I turn to You, Jesus. And I'm trusting in You and You only. Save me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Take away all my sins. Help me to know You. Help me to serve You." And then there may be somebody here who would say, "You know, preacher, I know I'm a Christian. I know I'm saved, but my life isn't what it should be. There's things that are hindering me and keeping me from serving and walking with You." I want to invite you in this moment. This altar is open here. You make an altar where you are. Whatever God lays on your heart. Would you cry out to God and say, "Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Cleanse me. Help me to be where You want me to be, Lord Jesus. Fill me with Your presence. Fill me with Your power. Lord, help me to turn to You." Cry out to Him. Just tell Him from your heart. Get on your knees if you need to. Say, "Oh God, I want to know You and I want to serve You. Open up your heart today." Maybe other things that God's laid on your heart today. Whatever it is, would you answer His call? This altar's here, Christian. Come on, don't be ashamed. There's no shame at the altar. The only shame is when we resist the working of the Holy Spirit. Maybe somebody needs to say to your family, to your wife, to your kids, just say, "Come on, let's go to the altar and pray.